Good morning. This is going to be probably a little bit shorter talk this morning. I haven't been walking for a mile. I've been sitting at the garage for an hour. But I had the shuttle drop me off. Partway home. I got about a mile. Not quite a mile. I won't claim this as a full walk, but I did want to get a little bit of a talk in if I could, just to catch up. Yesterday was pretty bad. I'm not gonna lie. I don't do well with the dentist. And even though I have a really good dentist, even though I have the utmost faith in this dentist, even though he did a really good job of keeping the procedure relatively pain-free, I was quite comfortable for the most part. The reality is, it was still 2 hours, about an hour and a half, in the chair. It was a long time for me to be sitting there. And I don't cope well with that kind of stuff. I get bored easily. I think that's part of it. If I could go to the dentist and sit there with my mouth open and read a book, man, I wonder if Google Glass. City code violation. Interesting. I wonder if Google Glass would let me read a book. I was in a dentist chair. That would make it worthwhile to me. You know, I go to the dentist 3 times a year. Sometimes 4. I'll go probably 5 times this year because I've got to have a follow-up visit to put the permanent crown on that he prepared for yesterday. And now I've got another feeling that has to happen. I'm old. I have soft teeth. And my dental hygiene is pretty bad. I need to be doing better. So many things that I need to be doing better at, and I don't seem to be able to focus long enough to get any of them done. I'm not quite sure. I was doing really well at the calendar. The calendar synced to my phone, and it still gives me the messages, but I ignore the messages now. Half the time I don't see them anymore. The other side of the coin is that, in fact, I am doing better. I got, even with as terrible, as horrible a day as it was yesesterday, I got 1,500 words in. So about, chapter. It's not a great, but it was words. And I had lots of pain. And a very difficult time focusing all afternoon just because there was so much pain. I took some Tylenol, that helped a little bit. But as the Novocaine wore off, I had that sort of funky Novocaine headache that just would not go away, which made it difficult for me to focus on Otto and Sarah and Ed Comstock and all the people who are there trying to do the story, and I'm not really there with them yet. So, yeah, that was a bit of a problem. Anyway, the story's coming along. I'm at just under 20,000 words. And I think we're... Monk Post. We're at the place where... Yeah, that was the Monk Post. I just came past the Monk Post. We're at the place. I think where it's going to shift gears a little bit. And I've been, it started out when she was a girl and been skipping forward a year or two or 5 or 10. And trying to get it to an adult. And I'm thinking, because I'm writing this piece that I'm writing now, I'm writing it in Otto's point of view. And I'm thinking that part of the story needs to be in Sarah's point of view, so we get a feel for what she's thinking and what she's going through and what she's doing. A little more than just looking at her from the outside, looking at her from Otto's very selfish point of view. Otto's very single-minded point of view. Otto's point of view that's aimed at keeping her because she's his last link to his dead wife. And at some point he's going to have to come to grips with the facts that there are worse things. And it's coming. This is going to be a really good story, I think. I hope. But I think I need to have... I think I'm going to go back through and fill in Sarah's stuff. Once I get Otto's pieces of story written, then I can go back and write Sarah's point of view. And write Sarah's pieces of story. Then I may have to make one more... I may have to make one more pass. A lot's going to depend on the company point of view, because one of the little details that has emerged is that one of the big reasons that they can't put Sarah forward as a shaman is that the company is getting a little nervous about the number of shaman there are on the planet. And while it's a very small percentage, like most companies, they're looking at raw numbers, not necessarily in any kind of context. I used to do data entry work. You know, if I had a night with one or two errors, that was okay. If I had a night with 10 errors, that was a little more problematic. But the problem was that the night with one or two errors may have only had a half a dozen cards to enter. And the night with 10 errors might have had 50 or 100, and I only had 10. So the error rate was actually smaller. But what they got in my face for was the 10 errors, and not the two. It's part of the whole chasing number problem. It's one of the things that I think... I was just actually speaking of the chasing numbers. I was just talking to John Ward while I was... We were having a text conversation while I was waiting for my car to be analyzed and diagnosed. And we were talking about growing email lists and how various things worked different ways. So there's pretty clear evidence that if you put a pop-up in the middle of the screen when somebody visits your website and ask them to join your email list, that the test data that I've seen, the experimental data that I've seen so far, suggests that those pop-ups are effective at getting people to sign up for the email list. Now the problem is that they are not necessarily the people that you want to have on your email list. Now, MailChimp, for example, and I've got to cull my mail list because I've got way too many people. But MailChimp will let you have 2,000 people on a list for free. And if you go more than that, you got to start paying $50 a month for it. And that's an awful lot of money for a mailing list that I use two or three times a year. So having only the most important people on the list, having the people who only the first 1,999 people who are most interested in my books are the people that I can afford to have on the list. Having people sign up just because they thought, well, this might be interesting to find, is I'll throw my name on the list and see what he says. And then forget about them. Forget about that they signed up for the list, because I only send out an email to the list about two, three times a year. So they stay on the list, taking up a slot that somebody who might be more interested in exactly those two or three times a year messages. Oh, this is going to be a challenge. I just came around the corner to my house. The garage door is closed. And I don't have my door opener because it's still in the car. And I don't know if anybody's home. Oops. Anyway, there's this chasing numbers, which is getting as many people to sign up for your list as you can, and then there's the quality of those numbers, which is where most social media gurus fall down. Oh, here comes my wife. Perfect timing. So she's going to open the door. Cool. So there's this quality issue that has to be taken into consideration when you're looking at something like, okay, I've got 1,999 slots for people to sign up on my email list. Right at the moment, I've got probably 2,800 people on my list. It's split between two lists, and I need to reconcile those two lists, and I need to change the widget on my website. But what I really want to do is go through and send one last notice out to the current list and then purge it and start over. Or at least start over with the people who haven't been on the list for the last 6 years, 5 years, however long it's been. So yeah, we'll see how this all goes. But I do need to write the post. Yes, it's conditional. No, it's forever. I thought I'd done it before, but apparently not. Or if I've done it, it was in a comment on somebody else's blog post or something. Because there doesn't seem to be a lot of people who recognize it. Good morning. Okay, so yeah, it's a bit of a shorter walk, shorter talk this morning, just a bit shorter talk, shorter walk, but it's a little bit of an update that I can put into the feed, even though I didn't put a picture up. So with that, yeah, 12 minutes, 13 minutes, but close enough, a little bit of a taste. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.